Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
What a wonderful adventure. This is episode 063 of the Daughter of God cast, Emergence, Sipapu, where we pop out of a hole and enter creation. That's a Pueblo people's myth. At least, that's what the white skins said back in the early 80s when I was tramping through the Canyonlands in Outward Bound's ninth and last leadership development program. We're not going back that far in this episode, mostly just to early 2016 when I was writing every morning, doing focus wheels and rampages of appreciation, techniques for following unproductive thoughts or feelings to the inherent boon, the blessing, the revelation. My conception of the cosmos had been reorganized in 2015. My heartbreak experience was auspicious because I was uniquely prepared for the story told by infinite intelligence via this lovely woman, Esther Hicks. Yep, that lady who channels. In 2004, I saw What the Bleep Do We Know in the theaters with Bob, Cynthia, and Brent, and eventually ended up with two sets of the DVDs. Channeling had been on the periphery of my radar. I'd been exposed to the Seth books, but they didn't stick. What the Bleep put channeling on my radar, and the entity, Ramtha. I wasn't all that impressed with Ramtha. He seemed full of himself for an enlightened being. And so, I was kind of skeptical about channeling. As we've established in this podcast, I'm pretty open to the whole of human experience. The scientific method is very useful, a fantastic tool. That's all science is, a helpful tool. Where the science-obsessed folks stumble is in missing the obvious. We are living a miracle in the Arthur C. Clarke third law sense, which is any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. I'm surrounded by magic and miracles. Technology so advanced that we might as well call it magic. We human beings are the highest technology walking. We live on a giant living starship, a talking starship, and plenty of people never give this a second thought. They cling to a version of science that is primitive in the extreme and call themselves skeptics. Rational. I found What the Bleep to be both intriguing and slightly hokey, not unlike another documentary released in June of 2004, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. Adjusting for inflation, Bleep did about $10 million in box office, compared to Fahrenheit, the highest grossing documentary, at $119 million. I make this comparison to illustrate the zeitgeist, political machinations versus the nature of existence. What were Americans more intrigued by in 2004? And these box office numbers might reinforce my theme park Earth premise. We are more into the dirty details of this mortality simulation than our divinity, because Earth is what's for dinner. We all came here deliberately. Rarely do we think about income taxes when we're screaming on a roller coaster. Woo! Earth is a hilarious and hair-raising ride, super immersive. That's an apt analogy, actually. Feeling fullness is about as interesting to some folks as doing their taxes. I love this. The main reason I found Fahrenheit hokey was the lack of curiosity about the anomalous physics in the Twin Towers collapse. We had to wait for innovative internet phenomena like Loose Change and Zeitgeist the movie to get that party started. Tangents. Gotta love them too. I mean, what's a podcast without a few tangents? Or a lot of tangents? Daughter of Godcast, Season 2, now with extra tangents. So anyway, What the Bleep was my first exposure to channeling, and the entity Ramtha left me a little cold. Then, 11 years later, in 2015, sitting on my steps by Crystal Lake, Carrie poked me with Abraham. Abraham pisses me off. As you may remember, in 2015, my lover was AWOL, and I was feeling rough. My excellent friend, Carrie Tomaszek, came over for a visit. But every time I tried to tell her about my woes, she laughed and teased me. Eventually, in true nonviolent communication form, I expressed my need to share how hurt I was feeling. She said, "Sorry, okay, I've been listening to a lot of Abraham lately, and so I'd rather have fun with you, but go ahead and tell me how sad you are." We talked for a while more, but now expressing my feelings didn't feel very satisfying. After Carrie left, I was like, who the fuck is this Abraham? I found some YouTube videos and started to listen. Curious, but skeptical. And a little pissed. Grudgingly, I started to like what I was hearing. Yep, that makes sense. Uh-huh, I agree with that too. I've definitely seen that before. I marveled at the virtuosic performance of this woman, Esther Hicks, improvising in character while riffing on an internally consistent story about how the universe works. I had insights. I laughed. I cried. I resonated. Over time, as I listened more, I gently transitioned from seeing Esther as a performer to believing that she was actually translating an entity or entities collectively known as Abraham. Abraham doesn't like the term channeling. Through meditation, Esther gradually acquired the ability to open up to infinite intelligence, or Abraham, plural. Call them ghosts or gods. What they are was not as intriguing as the information that they offered. Abraham was filling in the missing pieces of my jigsaw puzzle. I had a lot of pieces, some even in the right spots. I'm talking about how to live my dreams, not in some afterlife, but in the here and now life, where I intended to live them. After downloading scads of YouTube videos, I found that Esther was coming to Chicago in September of 2015. I had to see for myself with my own two eyes. Two. So I bought a ticket and drove down. Esther live was a bit anticlimactic. She did just what she does on the videos. She comes on stage and then after a few deep breaths is inspired to speak as Abraham. Abraham, do an intro, and then answer questions from the audience. There wasn't a rainbow aura around Esther, but the information was still top notch. After seeing Esther do her thing in person, without grandiose trappings or hoopla, I released my last vestige of skepticism. This wasn't hoax. The specifics of her process were irrelevant. Her content was valuable. I was ready for full-on assimilation. I function best in any domain when I can grasp the big picture. Take learning SEO, for instance, or search engine optimization. I had to quit the SEO workshop I was taking a few weeks back because I wasn't getting the big picture, just blasted with tons of details. I guess I've got to find SEO's big picture on my own. Search engines are based on AI, after all. Machines are beginning to think. The suck of the singularity feels delicious, like standing on a sandy beach with the surf surging and tugging my bare feet. Before Abraham, I had found a lot of life components, and some of them worked really well, even in isolation. Joseph Campbell taught me to follow my bliss, or what I really am inspired to do, well, do. Alan Watts demonstrated how going divine was a rocking good time. Master Roo, Swami Bua, Marshall Rosenberg. Lovers helped me feel the fullness. And my last lover in 2015 helped me realize that I am the fullness. Process log, January 14th, 2016. Snip number 5. Now Abraham, where all this comes together, the piece is fitting. Desires are desirable. Manifesting is human nature and wonderful. Our desires are the expression of our divinity. We can believe in them fully, trust them, get charged up by them, and the universe is designed to have them show up. The divine is completely at one with the physical. It's all integrated. Of course we want, and so align, and have, be, or do. Notice what could be better, and expand the universe with new desire. Yes, we are God. We are the leading edge of God in the expansion of the cosmos. How about them apples? Abraham made possible a vast integration of what I already knew into my own internally self-consistent story. By 2016, I knew how the universe worked. The big picture. Morning after morning, I practiced my new knowledge and emerged into creation. Now, I could tell you everything I know about how the universe works, but you probably don't really want me to. You don't want me to tell you the meaning of life. You want to find out for yourself. That's the fun of being alive. I'm just glad to know for myself, because now I can finish this movie. You might be a little skeptical, but imagine for a moment I really do know how the universe works, the meaning of life, and how to let dreams come true. It turns out the only way to share what I know is to drop hints. Even if I told you point blank, you wouldn't even be able to hear what I'm saying, because that's how Theme Park Earth is configured. Spoilers are impossible. You're not supposed to remember what you really are. You're on a roller coaster. And that means that thinking about taxes is not easy. The only way to get there is indirectly, through the path of least resistance. You could cross a raging river by trying to swim, brute force. Or you could walk 100 yards to that rickety rope bridge and take your sweet, easy time. Trying to swim the raging torrent might get you drowned. At best, you'd have to work really hard, and the current would sweep you way far from where you wanted to land. Unless you just love to swim, and you could care less about the other side. That's a hint, by the way. For the rest of the Daughter of God cast, I'm only going to hint. Besides, if you're excited for the test screening in 2018, that's going to be the biggest spoiler party ever. You get to evaluate the minutiae of Daughter of God, and with your questions and comments, change the course of the project. By exploring the Daughter of God universe, we'll be indirectly talking about this one, the one we live in. You'll get the big picture. You've been popping out of the Sapapu with episode 063, Emergence, an easy return to 2016 and how I learned to stop worrying and love the bomb. Because this life is the bomb. It's the shit, the cat's pajamas. We pop into this duality. For what reason? Why? What's the point? Is God insane, as the Gnostics imply, with Archon armies to keep us duped? Is there a jealous devil seeking our souls? Are we just biorobots destined for the dirt? Or are all these merely scary campfire stories we tell each other? Because ultimately, there's a cozy tent and sleeping bag to climb into, waiting just for you. There's snoozing up the crisp forest air under the stars. In the sparkling morning, there's slightly burnt pancakes with real butter and maple syrup cooked in a cast iron skillet over glowing coals. There's so much bliss, we gotta scare ourselves just to keep things interesting.